Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Today's topic is about an upcoming event at the Diocese of Greensburg called Prayer and Perfect Pairings. It's a five-course dinner paired with wine, and all of the recipes were put together by local priests. So first, I'll introduce you to the appetizer course with Monsignor Raymond Riffle. He is the Vicar General of the Diocese of Greensburg, and he is also the Rector of Blessed Sacrament Cathedral in Greensburg.
As we begin my course for Prayer and Perfect Pairings, I thought we would sort of go through a pilgrimage of meat here and show how the whole process of making a ham comes into being. This is certainly not an area of my expertise. I'm going to turn it over to the Burstensky brothers, who are the experts. So thank you, gentlemen, for being here today. It's great to have you, and we'll make a beautiful chutney that will be a dressing for the ham after it has been smoked and cooked. This is the first part of our pilgrimage of the ham.
When we cure the ham, we would use a brine solution, and we would stitch pump it with a needle to push it in brine, and then we would put it in a tub of brine, and it would sit in there for 30 days at approximately around 34 degrees to fully cure.
We are now going to be off to a very special smokehouse. We're very happy and honored to be here at the Mother House of the Sisters of the Divine Redeemer in Elizabeth, Pennsylvania. And with me is Sister Michaela, part of the congregation from Slovakia. And Sister is going to demonstrate for us how she puts together and prepares her smoker, which we're going to use today to smoke our ham. So now Sister has, as you can see, some wood, some cherry wood, and it's been soaking in water, Sister,
it's
huh?
Soaking water, yes.
Okay. A lot of times in the smoking process, it's good to use, I've always heard, a fruit wood, huh?
Yes, no. And we put wood here on the side.
We'll continue what I've been saying is our pilgrimage of meat. And now from Burstensky's basement into the smoker at the Sisters of Divine Redeemer. And Sister, we're going to let the baby go to sleep for a little bit, right?
Right.
And Sister says about 5 hours in the smoking process. So I'm going to let Sister do the honors of opening the door, and let's see what we have.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Wow.
Don't touch.
Don't touch.
It's hot.
It's hot. Well, here we are back at the bishop's residence in the kitchen, and our pilgrimage of meat continues. I want to again thank the sisters for the wonderful opportunity of utilizing their smokehouse. And I've brought the ham back to the bishop's residence. And as you can see, I've sliced the ham into 4 nice thick pieces, which are both nice for serving size and also for display. And what we're going to do is put the final touch now on our smoked ham. And we're going to create a cranberry mango chutney, which will just make this ham perfect. As you can see, the ingredients that I'm going to be using today is a fresh mango, 2 tablespoons of hot honey, 2 teaspoons of Chinese 5 spices, and 1 can of whole berry cranberries. Well, the first thing, and probably most difficult thing of this chutney, is taking the fresh mango. We're going to peel it and prepare it. So I'm just going to slowly peel the mango. And of course, you know, as so many of the older people used to say, like when you're cutting a potato, don't waste anything. I think the same is true with the mango. I know in the video you can't smell, but oh, this mango is so nice and ripe. When you're cutting your mangoes, what you want to really do is get them about the size of your cranberries, because you're going to be cooking your mangoes with your cranberries. Okay, now we're going to take our saute pan, and I have my trusty wooden spoon. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to put the diced mango into the saute pan. And we just want to warm it up. We don't want to brown it. We just want to allow it to get warmed up and reduced a little. So we're going to use about 30 seconds to let that happen. And then we're going to add our can of whole cranberries into that mixture. You're starting to see the nice color. So in the presentation on the ham, you're going to see that this just is going to be perfect. Now what I'm going to do, I've sort of mixed the cranberries, and I'm gonna just turn that heat down just a little bit, because you don't want too hot. And we're going to add the hot honey. I'm going to add the Chinese five spice. And then we're going to mix all of this up really good. And we're going to just let this saute for about 5 to 6 minutes. And our ham has come out of the oven. It's been sliced. It's nice and warm. And I'm going to take our nice warm chutney now. And I'm going to simply just take it right down the middle of our slices of ham. As you can see, we have a beautiful garnished slice of ham ready for any of your meals and especially your holiday meal. And now we're ready to try some of our ham. That is very good. That tastes delicious. A great recipe for especially the fall or any of your holiday traditions. I'm Bishop Larry Kulik. I'd like to take this opportunity again for thanking all of you for being here at our Prayer and Perfect Pairing. The proceeds of this event go to help our 3-year Eucharistic Revival program here in the diocese and to be able to afford all of the faithful many opportunities to draw closer to our Lord and to our understanding and belief in the Eucharist during this 3-year revival period. So thank you very much for your participation. Thank you for your support. And I hope you enjoy your ham this holiday season.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, and today's topic is about prayer and perfect pairings. It's a 5-course dinner prepared with recipes from local priests, and each course is also paired with wine. The date of that event is Friday, October 20th, 2023. The location is Christ Our Shepherd Center, which is 2900 Seminary Drive in Greensburg. So there's sponsorship available on the website at dioceseofgreensburg.org. Your sponsorship goes directly to improve community outreach and communication. There's a $2,500 sponsorship for private dining with Bishop Larry Kulik. And only 3 of those sponsorships are available because they're reserved seating for only about 30 guests that evening. That comes with exclusive imported wine service. Each guest also receives a custom wine opener engraved with the bishop's coat of arms, a bottle of imported wine, and a box of handmade chocolates. So that's a really nice sponsorship. For $2,000, the dinner sponsorship includes reserved seating for 10 at evening prayer. Reserve seating for 10 guests at dinner. Each guest receives a recipe book, a bottle of wine, a box of handmade chocolates, and again, a full-page ad in the recipe book. There's a $1,500 dessert sponsorship. Now, that dessert sponsorship gets you reserve seating for 8 guests at dinner. Each guest receives a recipe book and a box of handmade chocolates to take home, plus a full-page ad in the recipe book. There is also a $1,000 wine sponsorship that includes reserved seating for 4 guests at dinner. Each guest receives a recipe book and a bottle of wine to take home, plus a full-page ad in the recipe book. There's a $500 full-page recipe book sponsorship, a $250 recognition in the recipe book, and the tickets are $150. That includes evening prayer, a dinner ticket, and a recipe book. Now, again, you can go to dioceseofgreensburg.org to purchase a ticket, to purchase a sponsorship. So you can also contact the office at the diocese to buy a ticket. That number is 724-552-2543. So then once you log on and you buy your tickets, you'll be asked to select your seating option. So you'll be in a room with one of the priest chefs. You already heard from Bishop Larry Kulik, who made the mango chutney to go with the ham, which is the main course for the evening. Monsignor Raymond Riffle, you already heard from him. He made a roasted pepper bruschetta that looked fantastic. Then there's Monsignor Michael Bagali. You also heard from him already during the show. He made a delicious salad that looks fantastic, especially the homemade dressing. So you can sit in his room. You can also sit with Father Dan Yelishny. Father Dan is making pierogi, homemade pierogi. We're going to hear from him in a minute. And then finally, Father Tyler Bandura is making dessert, which is a burnt Basque cheesecake. And I have to tell you, you need to go on. You need to see the pictures of all these recipes. And you need to jump on and vote for your favorite one, because it is a little bit of a competition between these five guys. So you can take a look and see what they had to offer the crowd, which was fantastic. And I can tell you, that burnt Basque cheesecake is going to be hard to beat. I actually was in on the shooting of that particular recipe, and I was very impressed with all the ingredients and really how it turned out. Absolutely delicious, especially for a fall recipe. Not that difficult, I didn't think either. And you know, what's nice about it is that you want it to be kind of burnt and crispy, so it's a little easier to make. You don't have to worry as much if you're cooking it too long. But right now, here's an opportunity to get a really neat, you know, sort of old world recipe from Father Daniel Eshney. He is the pastor at St. Agnes Parish in North Huntingdon, and he took some time with his mom and myself to film a recipe that was his grandmother's making pierogi. Now, I know I told you how good the recipe is for the burnt Basque cheesecake, but we have to leave a little bit to the imagination, and we have to save a little bit of that sparkle for the people who actually attend the dinner. So instead, we're going to wrap up the show today with another dessert recipe from Father Tyler Bandura.
Hi, everybody. I'm here with Father Tyler Bandura, pastor of St. James Parish in New Alexandria. Today, we're cooking up some pumpkin custard cake. Why is
Well, John, pumpkin, that ingredient, takes me back to my childhood. And when I was a young boy, my grandparents would often babysit me. And I can remember standing in the kitchen with my grandmother at a point when I couldn't even reach the counter, and she would be making pumpkin pie. This recipe takes me back to that moment. Now, we're not making pumpkin pie today. This is more of a modern take on those pumpkin pies that I made with her. So, John, we're going to get started by making the top layer of this, which is one of the best parts. It gives it such a great taste when you put that fork into it. All right, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna start with 1 cup of yellow cake mix. Then we have 1/2 stick of Crisco, so very important.
All right.
And we also have 1/2 cup of sugar. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna add that into this. So we're just gonna mix this together, make sure it's all blended, get those lumps out of the cake mix. And then we're going to add in our Crisco. I think the other thing that's important is, remember, make sure you leave your Crisco out so that it's easy to work with. So we need it to be crumbly, so that's what we're going for here. All right, John, so you can see after mixing this up for some time, we have it turned into more of a crumble, a thicker consistency. So we're gonna set this aside and we'll come back to this. We're gonna use the Crisco and the egg to mix with our yellow cake mix to create the bottom layer of our pumpkin custard cake. John, if you could hand me that greased glass baking dish.
Sure thing. Now, is this greased with Crisco?
Of course it is.
All right.
What else would we use? All right, and so what we just mixed up, which was our bottom layer, we're now going to spread in our baking dish and layer it, and that's gonna be the bottom of this recipe. Okay, so we're gonna take this, and it's not important to cover the whole bottom, so we just wanna make sure that we're spreading it out as best as possible, but if you can't cover the entire dish, that's not an issue. After completing that, we're gonna work on using these ingredients to create the filling for this custard. It's going to go between those two other layers that we already made.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to take our main ingredient, which is pumpkin, just one large can, and we're going to add to it our brown sugar. Mix that in. And as I do this, a little bit of milk. Also, we need to add to it our eggs. Joe and I can always remember one of the last things my grandmother would do when we were baking a pumpkin pie was to put the cinnamon on top. Instead of putting it on top, we're going to mix it right in with everything else. So if you want to go ahead and add that, put the rest of our milk in. Go ahead, you can add the whole thing. Yeah, we are about finished. All right, now that our custard's mixed, we're going to put everything together. So the last piece is putting it in the oven, which has been preheated to 350 degrees, and we're going to place it in there for 55 minutes. We have the final touches here.
All right.
We added, to finish it off, some crumbled pecans and a little whipped cream. Just like I remember.
Another cool recipe for you from Father Tyler Bandura. who has participated in the Prayer and Perfect Pairings event before, and we appreciate all of his support for sure. Again, Prayer and Perfect Pairings is coming up on Friday, October 20th at Christ Our Shepherd Center, 2900 Seminary Drive in Greensburg. What it is a five-course dinner prepared with recipes from local priests, and each course is paired with wine. You can jump on to the website, dioceseofgreensburg.org, to buy a ticket. There are several sponsorships available, including a dinner sponsor, a dessert sponsor, a wine sponsor, and recognition in the recipe book, and tickets are $150 each. You can also call the number, which is 724-552-2543. Once you buy your ticket, you will select your seat in one of the rooms with our pre-chefs. So you have to have a special sponsorship to sit in the bishop's room. Then there's Monsignor Raymond Riffle, Monsignor Michael Bagali, Father Tyler Bandura, and Father Daniel Ishny. So it should be a great night. 6 o'clock is the prayer service. 6:30 is the program. 7 o'clock begins the five-course dinner and wine pairings. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.